Now, I don't know about you, but I've certainly received emails and texts with emojis in them and wondered, what exactly is this person trying to say to me? Well, spare a thought for lawyers and judges who now have to decipher the meaning of all those winky faces, kissy lips, popping champagne emojis, as these modern forms of communications are increasingly turning up as evidence in the courts. Researchers at Deakin University in Melbourne have come to the rescue. They're proposing experts in digital speech be assigned to courts to help guide the legal fraternity through the modern thicket of emojis and their meanings. Dr. Elizabeth Curley is a senior lecturer in law at Deakin University. She's leading the research into emojis. She joins us from Toronto in Canada this morning. Elizabeth Curley, welcome to Breakfast.
Good morning, Fran. How are you?
I'm all right, thank you. Elizabeth, can you explain why emojis are causing a problem in courts these days?
Well, because the message somehow is being picked up by the recipients as potentially threatening or illegal in some other respect. And so they will contact police, or police will be following a particular person posting, and they will lay charges. So it ends up in our courts, sometimes for people as young as 12 years old.
So emojis are being presented as evidence in court.
Well, first of all, people are being arrested for using emoji in ways that could be interpreted as breaking the law, as being a criminal.
As being threatening.
And yes, threatening, harassing, defamatory, and so on. And then, yes, they end up in court. And at some point, a judge, perhaps members of a jury, have to look at these symbols and try to decipher exactly what they're doing in terms of communication. Are they threatening, in fact? Are they conveying the message that seems to be illegal?
What would be a good example that you've come across of one that's being interpreted as threatening? What sort of emojis?
Well, I think the combination of a gun, a knife, and a bomb is pretty clear.
Yep.
And there have been circumstances. There was one case in Australia where there was no text, but there were three emoji, and they were a fist, and an ambulance followed, and then a hospital. So the message seemed to be quite clear. This was a threat that someone was going to get beaten up, and so severely that they would need an ambulance to take them to a hospital to recover.
So making hard and fast judgments on the meaning of these things is difficult. If you look at the research that the University of Minnesota did in 2016, they found that 25% of the time people disagree on the meaning of an emoji, and that's if they're looking at the same rendering of the emoji.
Mm-hmm. That's our issue, you know, really, is that it's possible to standardize some of this and to bring in people such as psychologists, linguists, semiotic experts, machine learning experts, to inform us, we the lawyers and judges, as to what these probably mean. We'll never get complete consensus because oftentimes we're doing cross-cultural messaging, and so these images carry cultural messages as well. But there a lot of clarity is possible, I believe, if we put our heads to it and collaborate on just what these symbols are saying.
I think you're suggesting digital speech specialists, people who are good at interpreting these symbols, would be helpful in the courtroom. But how practical is that?
I think it's very practical, but if you mean to use them in court, because they would be used as any other expert giving evidence on something that the court needs assistance in, and they would come with a certain informed view, and it would be an ongoing discipline because emoji change. Their meanings change very, very quickly. And from one age group to another, so a teen or preteen who's using an emoji is really potentially not conveying the same message, or not intending to convey the same message as I would, for example.
I think, can you give us another example of, I think there's an example of people who were trying to sign a lease and they sent the images of, you know, popping champagne corks and that sort of thing. It was interpreted by the agent as, yes, we want this lease, but then they skipped out on it. I mean, how do you, can you determine a hard and fast insinuation from this?
Well, in terms of whether the emoji convey sufficient intent, which is what we're after here. Is there intent to either make a contract or to break the law or to cause criminal harm? That can be determined in court, I believe. But at the moment, you're quite correct. Cases are being dropped, charges are being withdrawn because judges don't feel that they have adequate expertise to make a call on exactly what was conveyed and what was intended to be conveyed by that particular accused on the stand. Yeah.
Elizabeth Curley, I think you might be in demand over the coming months and years as a specialist witness in the courtroom. Thank you very much for joining us.
My pleasure.
Dr. Elizabeth Curley, Senior Lecturer and Chair of Law and Technology at Deakin's Faculty of Business and Law.